Message number 1114. Ask and you will receive is not an idle promise that I make. Saturday, May 3, 2014 at 15:50. My dearly beloved daughter, when I ask people to trust in me, this is a very difficult thing for many people to do. So many find it hard to trust in my love for humanity when they rely on their own faith in order for them to surrender completely to me. It is only when you fully surrender yourselves into my care can you feel safe, protected, and at peace. My love, when sought out by you, will cover you when you hold out your arms and call out to me as a little child. Children place all their trust in their parents when they are little. They know only the difference between what feels right and what feels wrong, and so they rely completely on the adult to protect them. Children do not think twice about running to their parents for comfort and to seek refuge. The faith of a child is strong. He does not question, for he believes truly that he will find safety in the arms of a loving parent. I am to be trusted, for all that is asked of me will be done if it is for the good of the soul. Ask and you will receive is not an idle promise that I make. I relish the act of lavishing my gifts upon each one of you. When you ask me to help you, I hear, feel, and respond to all that you desire. Allow me the chance to prove my love for each of you. Let me show you the proof of my intervention. It is at this time of existence that I, Jesus Christ, will make my presence known in all that you ask of me. It is at this time that I will enable you to feel my presence, witness my great acts of intervention in your daily lives, and to understand the power of your prayers. For these are the days of great miracles which I bequeath to humanity more than at any other time since I walked the earth. When you truly place all your trust in me, I can work great miracles to bring you not only relief from suffering, but to draw you even closer to my Sacred Heart. When a child knows that a parent loves him, he feels secure in the knowledge that he is protected. Know that by trusting in me, I protect you all, and I will flood each of your souls with a deep sense of peace which you will find nowhere else on this earth. Come to me today and call on me to help you, no matter what worries you may have. Recite this special prayer every time you are in distress, and I will respond every single time. Crusade Prayer 148, Come to my aid. O my Jesus, help me in my time of great distress. Hold me in your arms and take me into the refuge of your heart. Wipe away my tears. Calm my resolve. Lift my spirits and fill me with your peace. Please grant me this special request, mention it here. Come to my aid so that my request is answered and that my life can become peaceful and in union with you, dear Lord. If my request cannot be granted, then fill me with the grace to accept that your holy will is for the good of my soul, and that I will remain faithful to your word forever with a kind and gracious heart. Amen. Always call to me whenever you are sorrowful or in need of help, and I promise that you will be given a sign that I have responded to your cry to me, your beloved Savior. Your Jesus.